I started speaking about Islam, and in particular Muhammad, who, whenever you say that name, if you're a good Muslim, you're supposed to say, may peace be upon him. And I was just pointing out the fact that why would he need peace to be put upon him if he's in heaven? Well, maybe the reason is because he's not in heaven and they would like some peace to be put on him, because where he is, there is no peace. So I know also I invited you to speak to the next Muslim you meet and ask them why do they say that and see what they say. You know, I mean, I would ask for, you know, peace for you, all you listeners out there, because I know right now you're not in heaven, unless, of course, you're in Mass, okay, then you'll be in heaven. But, you know, if your family member had died or whatever, you'd say, you know, I pray that they get to heaven or whatever, but it wouldn't say may peace be upon them. It's just, I think, it's just a strange thing to say, especially if you knew where they were, i.e. St. Don Bosco is in heaven, so we don't say peace be upon him, do we? Anyway, but the next question I would like to ask about or put about Islam is quite prickly. And it is, I'm sure you know about the what they call martyrs. Now, we know, as far as Christianity and even to a certain extent Judaism is concerned, what a martyr is. It's somebody who gives their life for someone else or for their faith. Well, Islam has actually corrupted that definition. And in the local understanding of the word now, it's somebody who kills other people and kills themselves, because their own life, the martyr's life, or this killer's life, is not important enough to be used for anything else other than to kill others. Okay, this is a very peculiar mindset that Islam seems to have adopted. I don't know if it was something that Muhammad promoted or whatever, but the point is they kill themselves to kill you or to kill a number of you, because they see that is a way for them to get to heaven. I wonder if it's the same heaven that Muhammad's in. I'm just saying, I'm not kind of, you know. Anyway, my question is that when these so-called, finger quotes, Islamic martyrs kill themselves, they get 70 virgins on entry into heaven. Interesting. Heaven must be a real carnal place. I know we don't see it like that as Christians. I don't think the Jews quite see it like this. I don't know too much about Buddhism, but I don't think they have this carnal perspective on heaven or the seventh nirvana or whatever it is they have. And Hindus, well, I'm not going to go with Hindus because it's just kind of scary, you know. But for a Muslim, it seems that heaven is about comforts, physical comforts. They seem to have any idea about adoration or any concept of beatitude or the true meaning of love. That doesn't seem to be part of the whole notion of Islam. And you know what's worse? Is that I've spoken to many Muslims, and I've found when I speak to these Muslim men in particular, because they many of them say that women don't go to heaven. Women, you know, they have no experience of heaven. Heaven's not for women. That's strange. Why would a woman want to be a Muslim if that's the case? It beggars belief. And this is what I'd like to talk about. if there are no women in heaven, and a Muslim man blows himself up, kills, oh, I don't know, 50 people, or crashes a plane, well, we know about that, crashes a plane to a building, and the building collapses, and doesn't crash a plane to another building, that collapses as well, i.e. Building 7, you know, supposedly they killed how many hundreds, you know. They are kind of expected to get 70 virgins each. Well, you know, I wonder, that's the reward, you know, for killing people. And also, I'm not sure if that's those 70 virgins that they supposedly get, is that the lot for all eternity? I mean, you know, is there a bonus prize you get as well for, you know, because 70 all eternity, it seems like it's all a bit shy, really, you know. I mean, you know, if you expect to be able to make use of these virgins in that capacity for eternity, you see what I'm saying? He gets a bit, not apart from gets a bit yucky, he gets a bit ridiculous, to be honest. You know, 70 virgins for one lifetime, well, not one lifetime, for all of eternity, just doesn't seem like a good deal. Does it seem like a good deal to any of you? Well, if you think that is strange, wait till you hear this. If there are no women in heaven, how do the virgins kind of manifest? They're not, I mean, unless of course they're saying, oh, they don't go to heaven. They don't go to heaven for themselves. They just go to heaven to be used by men. Okay. So they go to heaven not for anything good that they've done, but just to be used as, what can I say without being gross, just to be used as like a tissue, just to be used, you know, in something you use and dispose of. They have no value. This is a very, yeah, the partner to clear my throat. They seem to have a very, very negative and somewhat disturbing attitude of women, of the beauty of women. I mean, women aren't just beautiful just to look at for men. They are to a large extent, but you know that's not all they are, because women have. I think the only fair thing to say would be women have superpowers. Okay, maybe they don't fly through the sky, they don't kind of, you know, freeze things instantly, or they can't, you know, jump over a huge building. Well, more than men, but that's not the point. The point is, women have incredible superpowers. They have the power to bear children, and that is a superpower. All of these other nonsense superheroes we have, none of their powers can compare with the power of woman, of the power of motherhood, of the power of being a female that bears forth the image and likeness of God. You think about that. And I dare say maybe many of us Christians don't really appreciate the wonders of motherhood, of womanhood. I would say most of us have, you know, we have mothers who've brought us up, yes, and we've been very fortunate, that be the case. And the mother has a unique and extremely powerful role in the family, in holding the family together, in being the heart of the family, being the been the one that makes, I would say, that makes a lot of the running in family life.